Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, always giving you the very best that we've got. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, delivering some of the biggest and best in sports right here from the Quicken Loans Studios in Houston, Texas. And tonight, you are in for a real treat as we have secured a couple of very special guests that we're going to be going around the horn with. That is five-time All-Star and Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton and former All-Star pitcher Eddie Guardado, who is here to share about the fourth annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament to help raise funds to help children with autism, and it is in conjunction with the Eddie Guardado Foundation. Good evening, guys. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Okay, so a number of discussion points that we want to get into. And Eddie, I'm going to open up with you. This is an event that has a star-studded lineup, a lot of celebrities that will be participating. And this is a tremendous opportunity to raise funds to help children with autism. Share a little bit about in terms of the background and the inspiration behind this event.
Oh, absolutely. And first of all, I want to thank you for having us.
You bet.
And it's a foundation that... That's true to my heart because I live with it every day with my daughter, Ava. She was diagnosed with autism at 2 years old, and now she's 9. And I guess, you know, me and my wife decided to do something. Everything happens for a reason, I believe, and obviously nobody wants a disabled child or anybody that wants to go through what we're going through or what other families are going through, but it is what it is, and we deal with it. And so... You know, I've been blessed to play the game of baseball, and we decided to, start this bowling event, Stars and Strikes, to raise monies for families that can't afford therapy for their child. And that's what we're doing here, and it's time to give back, and that's what we're doing. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, Eddie, I will share to both of you that this really hits home for me. I mean, I have a nephew that is autistic and has special needs. And the one thing that I will share with all of our listeners across the country is that just the financial burden on a family, it is so intense. It's so severe. And it's just really remarkable how just even the celebrity bowling tournament, it's going to create awareness. It's going to raise funds. But most importantly, it's going to create awareness of what these families do go through.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we started this thing for, and because we know firsthand, as well as you know, is that not everybody can go and get the best doctors or whatever might necessary they need that day, or you know, because it costs money, it costs lots of money, and it's not cheap, and. You know, I've been fortunate to play in the big leagues for a long time, and I've been able to take care of my daughter the best way I can. And, you know, we were sitting there, me and Lisa, thinking about, you know, how do other people do it, you know, that are one parent household, you know, where the mom's working every day just trying to get by, and then they got a disability daughter with autism, which is hard itself, you know. And then top it all, you got to go and find a doctor that can, you know, treat her or treat him, and that costs money. So, you know, that's where we started, and that's what we do. You know, I have to say with our foundation is that every cent goes to a family that needs it. Every cent that we make Sunday, January 25th, is that all the money goes to a family that needs it. So that's what we're about.
And to share with all of our listeners, Stars and Strikes, you guys raised over $140,000 last year.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, right?
Well, and it is amazing. I mean, you were just talking about, I mean, the average annual cost for a family to raise a child with autism is $60,000. I mean, and just the numbers are staggering. I mean, an estimated lifetime cost to care for an individual with autism is $2.4 million. And I want to bring in Josh Hamilton now. I know, Josh, is this your first time to participate in this event?
It is my first time. Fortunately, I'm actually in California this off season, so made it a little easier to get over there and help Eddie out and be a part of this.
And it's probably pretty nice, too, to have an opportunity to reconnect with some perhaps former teammates or just some old friends, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's going to be a fun night. You know, we're going to socialize with each other and, you know, fans and people come out to support the foundation, so... but anytime I can help Eddie out, you know, Eddie was instrumental when I was a rookie in Cincinnati, you know, somebody I could talk to, somebody as a veteran player, a leader, somebody I listened to. And when he spoke, I you know, took it to heart, and, you know, he's got a big heart. Everybody in baseball knows that, and people are finding out off the field as well.
Both of you guys are amazing athletes. Got to ask you, Josh, what kind of bowler are you?
You know what?
Come on.
I probably could be good, but the fact that I have a wife and four daughters,
wow,
that they throw out at me, you know, I can't get too competitive with them, or it becomes counterproductive, if you know what I mean.
Hey, we are talking about the 4th Annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Two very special guests joining us. Of course, Eddie Guardado is with us, and the great Angels outfielder, Josh Hamilton. Who are, Eddie, who are some of the other confirmed celebrities that will be joining this event?
Well, sure, we got a few, and just, you know, we try to get mostly guys from around here that are playing with the Angels and Dodgers, and got some current players. We got, like, you know, a lot of retired players, like Chuck Finley, that was an Angel player, pretty good. Troy Percival, Adam Kennedy, Garrett Anderson, Nick Puntos, we got Adam Malhuis, Torrey Hunter, you know, name a few there, and all guys that I played against or with at one time in my career that, you know, obviously Josh, you know, guys that I truly hold as friends and good people. So it's going to be a fun night.
Hey, you rattle off some of the guys, but also Misty May Traynor is going to be there too. Traynor.
Oh, yeah. So we got a lot of lists from, it's a long list, and it's, you know, they're all there for a good cause, and that's what's most important.
Eddie, direct all of our listeners across the country where they can go. Perhaps, you know, they want to participate. They want to be a part of this. They want to contribute. Where would they need to go in terms of it with a website?
Oh, you go to the EddieGuardadoFoundation.org, and everything that you need is on that site. And the more the merrier, you know. And the more money we raise, the more families we can help directly. So, which is a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, both you guys are goal-oriented guys. Is there a certain figure? I mean, I said in the open, you guys raised, what, $140,000 last year. What's the goal for this year?
You know, obviously we want to raise, hopefully we get above that. You know, each and every year you get above that. You're doing something.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? If we're out there good, have a good time, I think everything else would take care of itself.
Well, it's going to be an awesome event and a family event. I'm going to assume, Josh, you were talking about you're prolific. You got four daughters. Are your daughter and your wife, are they all going to be out there supporting you guys?
I think at least maybe my two older daughters and my wife.
Yeah.
You know, my older daughter, she's 14 now, so I got to keep her away from Eddie's older son.
Oh, my gosh.
She's already told Nico she's coming.
Josh Hamilton, Angels outfielder, and Eddie Guardado is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, Josh, we've got you on the line. Let's transition right now. Talk to me about the Angels. They are poised to be as good as ever in 2015. How deep is this team, and what needs to be different so that you guys can make it all the way?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, you know, we caught Kansas City. They played that play-in game against Oakland, and, you know, it was back and forth, and when you win a game like that, you know, you talk about some positive momentum going to the next series, and, you know, you hate as a player having days off before playoffs, you know, because you want to go in there feeling good and, you know, have timing and pitchers locked in and everything. So we caught them at a bad time, and they did a great job. Had a great team, but, you know, we have a great team, too. And, you know, you hate losing the Howie Kendrick, you know, this year. You know, Jepson, you know, guys that are that were part of the core of the team. But what it sounds like, we filled them with guys who are, you know, have as much talent as they did, you know, to fill spots. So it's going to be fun. You know, if I can get back to form, this next year, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited about it. You know, obviously Mike and, you know, Calhoun and Cal Gill and, you know, just Albert and all those guys. I mean, just good core group of guys. So I'm excited about it and ready to roll.
We got a couple All-Stars with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You were just listening to the voice of five-time All-Star Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton, and the great Eddie Guardado is with us. And, you know, you were talking about feeling good. How is your health? I mean, how do you feel right now?
so good. I mean, last season was rough. I mean, had some AC joint problems, and but at the same time, you do what you can. You take medication, you do rehab, you do all that stuff to get back as quick as possible. And I finally started feeling good my last two at bats of the postseason. hopefully that carries over this year, and physically feel good, and mentally feel even better later on.
So, Josh, this is your third year with Mike Socha in Anaheim. Mike is the longest tenured manager in MLB. Why has he had so much staying power within this organization? What makes him so great?
I think he just has his directives and order, and he's an old school manager. So, he wants you to work. He wants you to, don't mess around. He wants you to be the best you can be and prepare mentally. I think that's the biggest thing for him is each player preparing mentally before each game. He's going to be there. He's going to support you, and you can talk to him. But when he gets about 15, 20, 30 minutes before the game, he's locked in just like we are. Is that old catcher mentality. So we try to loosen him up as much as we can. And it's hard sometimes, because he's serious and he's serious about what he does. But we also try to have as much fun as possible. So he's been he's a great guy. He's a good manager. And, the reason he's been around for so long and, won manager of the year.
Only have time for one more question. Let me rattle off some names. Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, of course yourself, Josh Hamilton. This truly could be, evaluating this, the best middle of the order in all of baseball. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree. I mean, but, the Angel fans, unfortunately, they've only seen it against them in the past. They haven't seen it for them yet. So, those two guys can come in and get the job done. So for me to step up and just be myself, but most importantly, have fun. No matter what the situation, it can be pretty cool.
Do you see a little bit of yourself in Mike Trout? And what kind of advice are you giving him as he continues to evolve as a player and blossom?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, he's got the talent and ability, no doubt in that. But, he's a young guy, and just kind of like Eddie did to me, stay humble.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate the fans, give back as much as possible. And, everything else kind of fall into place. And he's the kind of kid and guy that'll do that and has done it.
We've been talking to a couple of All-Stars, Josh Hamilton, five-time All-Star with the Angels, outfielder, and Eddie Guardado, the great Eddie Guardado. And, of course, direct all of you guys to go to the 4th Annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament. And you can go to his website, eddieguardadofoundation.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much and good luck.
All right, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.